And I may have to move your... No, I think that's okay.
You can run over her. And I can have you. Yeah. Job. I got some dishes over this morning.
Did you get it from the airport? Kitty calls you Auntie. Are you her aunt?
Not really.
Not really?
Yeah, Kitty. My brother is her stepfather.
Your brother is her stepfather?
Yeah, so she just got call me Auntie.
I see. But your name is Antoinette, isn't it?
Yeah, Antoinette Woodson. Uh-huh.
How do you spell it?
A-N-T-O-I-N-E-T-T-E.
Antoinette Wood or Woods?
Woods.
Woods. Mm-hmm. And you said you came to Rampart when you were 3 years old?
Yeah.
Where did you come from?
Tanana.
You were born in Tanana?
Oh, yeah, Blue Tenon at Wood Station.
At Wood Station?
Old Station.
Old Station. Old Station.
Blue Tenon.
Below Tanana.
Mm-hmm. About 25 miles from Blue Tenon, I think. Something like that.
They call it Old Station?
Yeah, Old Station. They had an Indian name for it, but they always called it Old Station.
So you're born at Old Station, that's about 25 miles downriver from Tanana.
I had a twin sister.
You have a twin sister?
Mm-hmm. But she died in 1927.
Were you identical twins?
Uh-huh.
When were you born?
1894.
1894?
Uh-huh.
And what is your birthday? What day?
May 24th, 1894.
And you came to Rampart then when you were... So you must have come here in 1897.
Yeah, I think so. I was about 3 years old, I think.
About 3 years old. Was your father a gold stampeder or a prospector or?
I don't know how he got here. He just came to Alaska. Yeah.
And your mother, was she from the Tanana area?
No, from Kaikuk.
From Kaikuk?
Yes, and she came, then they came down to Cochrane. And they were there. That's where she met my father.
On the Koyukuk.
Mm-hmm.
Was it down near Koyukuk Village or at Bettles or?
No, it's on the Yukon.
On the Yukon?
Yeah, Koyukuk. Oh no, I mean Cochrane.
Cochrane?
It's above Rupi, I think.
Well, there's no village there now, is there?
No, there's no village there now.
But that your mother then was from Cochrane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she came from way up of Kaikuk, you know, at the cutoff. You used to call it cutoff, you know, quickly, I think.
Cutoff?
Well, yeah.
John Sackett told me that he was born at cutoff.
Yeah.
Used to be a camp or village there?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a camp or I don't know. Cut off. Maybe they make a short cut, you know. So they call it cut off, I guess.
From the Koyukuk over to the Yukon.
To Yukon, yeah. I think.
A portage, probably.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And you had a twin sister, an identical
mm-hmm.
twin sister, and yeah. She died in 1927?
Mm-hmm.
And where was she living?
She was living at Fort Yukon when she died.
Pardon me?
She was at Fort Yukon.
Fort Yukon.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you have other brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I had six brothers.
Six brothers?
And five sisters. Well, there were 12 of them. Now there's only four of us left.
Now the Woods in Manly Hot Spring, are they related to you?
Who?
The Woods?
No, yeah, I was married to Sally's brother.
Sally Hudson's brother is your...
Yeah, that's my second husband. I was married before.
Okay, Sally Hudson's brother is your second husband.
Mm-hmm.
And your first husband was, what was his name?
He was William Roberts.
William Roberts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And where was he from, the Yukon? Or?
No, he's from, he came from Wales, I think.
From where?
Wales and Jeff
Wales.
Yeah. In Europe, someplace.
Oh, you mean near Scotland, Wales.
Oh, yeah.
He was Welsh.
Yeah, he was, yes. Welsh. Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And was he a trader or?
No, he just worked for mining or something like that.
So your son, whom you live with in Fairbanks in the winter, is named Roberts.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And his first name is his first name William too?
Yeah, William.
Mm-hmm.
William C. Roberts.
And do you have other children besides William?
Yeah. I've got three daughters and two boys.
Three daughters and three and two sons? And where do the daughters live?
The two live in Oakland, and the other one live at Glen Allen, I think.
Glen Allen?
Yeah.
Glen Allen, Alaska?
In California.
Oh, Glen Allen, California.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Two in Oakland and one in Glen Allen. Then William, your son Bill Roberts, lives in
Fairbanks.
And the other son, where does he live?
In San Jose.
San Jose?
Uh-huh.
And what's his name?
Johnny.
John. Are you a widow now? Did you, you grew up then in this village of Rampart?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And did you have a school when you were small?
Yeah, we had school. Yeah, we had school.
Was it made out of logs? Was it a log house?
Yeah, at first it was log cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And then we built a school up there. It's over there something.
I see a very nice school over there now.
Yeah, that's the one they built lately.
That's rather new.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Did you go anyplace else to school?
Mm-hmm.
Just to Rampart?
Mm-hmm.
And how many grades did your school have?
Let's see, we went only up to the fifth, I think. The fourth, that's only the
fifth. Fourth grade?
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean.
Was your mother Indian?
Uh-huh.
And your father was Welsh.
Uh-huh.
Welsh. So you're
No, he's not Welsh. My father. He was he was more Irish than. They hardly even.
What was his name?
Alfred Mayo.
Alfred?
Mayo.
Mayo?
Mm-hmm.
So you're a daughter of the Mayo. Was he the Mayo who came to Alaska? Very, very, he was a trader at one time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's my
friend. There's A Charlie Mail.
Charlie Mail? Junior?
At Fairbanks, and he's in Carriage North. In the
yeah, nursing. That's my brother.
That's your brother.
Mm-hmm.
So your father was Alfred Mail. I've read about
yeah,
Alfred
Mail. Captain. They always used to call him Captain Mail. He was messed with McQuestion and Harper.
McQuestion and Harper.
Yeah, he came in together. You know.
Yeah, they came in from the Canadian side, and yeah, they were traders.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when he and your mother, what was your mother's first name?
Mother.
Okay. And what was her last name?
Snedo.
Snedo?
Snedo.
Do you know how to spell it? Snedo. S.
You know, I've seen it up there. My uncle died in the house, and his name is up there on the grave. You know, I should have. I was going to look at it, how it's spelled. But I never did. When
he's,
I walked there,
he's buried here in the graveyard?
Mm-hmm. How you spell it?
No, it's.
I mean, how you wrote it.
How did I write it? I just wrote it the way it sounded. S N A D O O. Does that sound?
Maybe one O, I think. Maybe one O.
Now, is that an Indian name?
I guess so. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's.
In the Indian, it sounded, you know, like it would be next to me, you know. Something like that.
Oh, in Indian, it means next to me.
Yeah.
But your uncle is buried here at the Rampart graveyard.
Yeah.
And Charlie Mayo, who's in Fairbanks, that's your brother.
Yeah, uh-huh. He was born at 10 and a.
So you had 6 brothers and 5 sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 4 of you still living.
Yeah.
So there's Antoinette Woods and Charlie Mayo.
And Charlie Mayo. And Lee Mayo.
Lee Mayo?
Yeah, he's at Fairbanks.
Fairbanks?
Mm-hmm.
Where does he live?
He lives on the 5th.
5th Avenue?
Yeah. I don't know what the name of the street is.
Does he live with somebody or by himself?
No, with his wife and his daughter.
And his daughter.
Yeah. You know where the state building is?
Yes.
It is right in front of that.
Okay, so there's...
And then Florence.
Florence.
My sister Florence. She's the youngest one.
And what is her last name?
Her last name? Wheel. She got some kids here. Wheel, W-I-E-L-H-L.
W-I-E-H-L?
Mm-hmm.
And she lives in Fairbanks?
She's at Fairbanks now, she's here. She had to go, she's going to have operated on his eyes, on her eyes.
Oh, that's so. The one Paul Dean was talking about a little while ago, I think. But she lives in Rampart.
Yeah, she lives.
Is she in the hospital in Fairbanks now, or staying with someone, or?
Well, she's staying with Lee, I think. My brother Lee.
With Lee, I see.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 4 surviving children of Al Mayo, and that's Antoinette Woods of Rampart and Fairbanks, Lee Mayo of Fairbanks, Charlie Mayo living in Fairbanks,
mm-hmm.
and Florence Wheel
mm-hmm.
of Rampart. Mm-hmm. Now Florence is the youngest.
She's the youngest.
The when you were a little girl living in Rampart, do you remember Rampart being a large village?
Yeah. There was house all over, all the way up front.
All on the hill back here?
Way back on the hill, mm-hmm. and then way down here. You know where the airfield?
Yes.
It's pretty up to the airfield.
Almost up to the airfield?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Was there lots of mining in this area?
Yeah, they had a lot of mining here.
On Minook?
Yeah, they had strike on a big Minook. And a big Minook, I think. Hunter Creek.
You think you went to about the fourth or fifth grade in school?
Mm-hmm. That's the only book we
had? That's all there was. Well, right now we're in Kitty Harwood's house.
Mm-hmm.
Did this house always belong to Kitty's family, or did someone else?
Only somebody built it.
Do you remember who built this
Sam
house?
Heater. Sam Heater.
Sam?
Sam Heater.
Heater?
Yeah.
Sam Heater built this house. Mm-hmm. And was he a trader or a miner?
No, I don't know, but he was everything, I guess. Maybe he had some horses. I don't remember. In the springtime, he always used to go up the river, you know, and come down with hay, you know.
Oh,
put some hay for the horses. He had big barns.
Big barns?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there used to be an experimental farm here at
Oh, Lampard. Yeah. Oh, across the river.
Across the river?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when that was started?
Yeah. I remember when it started.
Do you remember who started it?
First, there was an old fellow there. I don't know if he was working for them or not, but I think that the one that started it, George Gaster.
George Gaster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how long did they operate the experimental farm here?
Gee, for quite a while. I don't know what year that they went back to. They went back to Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did they have? Did they grow grain or hay or
vegetables? Everything. He grew everything.
He was experimenting with different
fish,
to see what would grow here.
Yeah.
Now, are we above the Arctic Circle here?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You better ask Kitty.
Let's go ask Kitty. Kitty said that this isn't, the Arctic Circle is still north from here.
Yeah, I know. It's up to 45.
Yeah. So. But Sam Heater grew hay in the summer for horses. And
yeah, I think so. I don't know what he do. I don't remember.
Did he have a family?
No, there was a woman here with him. But yeah. I guess this was his wife.
Yeah.
But he didn't have a family.
No, he didn't have family.
And then how long did he live in the house?
He lived here, I don't know how many, he lived here a long time.
Long time?
Yeah.
Did he move away or did he die here in
No.
Denmark?
And then, I think he sold this place to some people, color guys, you know. Their name was Swanson.
Swanson?
Yeah.
They were colored?
Color. And then he went down to Tenana, you know. Sam Heater moved down to Tenana,
mm-hmm.
and he stayed down there.
And the colored man who bought his house was named Swanson.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How long was he here? A long time, or?
Yeah, he was here a long time. His wife died here, and his mother-in-law died here.
Was he married to a colored woman?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Were they the only colored people up here in this country?
Yeah, uh-huh. And then they were mining out on Hunter Creek.
Eat for a while. I'm only kidding you, Manny. You can come in and get your water. Mom doesn't have to chase you all of that.
Tell me about the, did they have a dock here where the boats would land?
Yeah.
Would tie up?
Uh-huh.
When you were a little girl, the only transportation, no airplanes then.
No airplanes.
No automobiles, no roads here even today. How did you get, did you go any place on the river? Did you just stay in Rampart, or did you travel to Dawson or to Canada?
No. Only big boats, you know, mm-hmm. used to come.
Stern wheelers.
Yeah.
And did you go on a trip, did you ever take a trip on a stern wheeler?
No, I went up to Fort Yukon in 1927 when my sister was sick, you know. I went to Fort Yukon in one of the boats.
No,
that's the only time.
The only time you went on a stern wheeler.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
After living on the river most of your life.
Yeah.
You went in smaller boats, though, I think.
Yeah.
You must have gone on some trips in some smaller boats.
Yeah, in a steamboat, we call them.
Steamboats.
Uh-huh. Yukon, I think. There's the one Yukon and.
Every time he comes, he never.
I don't know if it's Alaska, I think, one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but before that, there were some big boats, you know. One was Louise, Hannah.
You should have been cooking all that time, you know. Well,
that Seattle number 3, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big boat that used to come up and down. I remember that. There used to be a lot of people on there.
Now, your father, when you lived here, did he live here in Tanana all this time? Or did he,
he come up here. Yeah, he come up here and built a big hotel. And he had Reston, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The name of is Florence. Florence Hotel.
The Florence Hotel.
Mm-hmm. That's my sister's baby.
Uh-huh.
My baby sister.
And did, when did your father, Al Mayo, die?
1923.
Do you know how old he was when he died?
I'm not sure, but maybe he was 70, I think. I don't know, I'm not sure.
About 70 or?
77, I think. I'm not sure.
About 77 years
mm-hmm.
old. And did he live and stay in this Rampart area until?
Yeah, until
he
died. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did he ever run a trading post here?
Huh?
Did he run a trading post or a store?
Yeah, he had, but he sold out to NC.
To NC Company.
Mm-hmm. He sold out to NC Company.
Yeah.
After he sold to the NC company, what did he do for a living? Just trap and fish or?
No, he never trapped. He had this hotel and restaurant, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I walked up the hill with Paul Dean Carlo a little while ago, she mm-hmm. pointed out a cabin. She said, that's Rex Beach's cabin.
Yeah, it was her.
Do you recall him? Do you remember him?
No, I don't remember him.
You don't remember him?
No.
But he built the cabin and
yeah.
lived there. Do mm-hmm. you know how long he lived there?
I don't know how long he lived there.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised the cabin is still there.
Yeah. when the boat used to come up and down, all the tourists go there and write their initial down.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Did the women in Rampart ever do any beadwork? Do they do beadwork
yeah,
uh-huh. here?
Yeah.
They still do
mm-hmm. some? Some of them. Some of them.
You see, there's
yeah.
so much weight there. There's that stove and then that stove.
Then we used to have, for the tourists, we used to have a little store there, you know, beadwork.
Mm-hmm. Was that in Rex Beach's cabin?
Yeah, we had it in that Rex Beach cabin.
Uh-huh.
Kitty remember, I think.
Kitty was Kitty born here?
Kitty?
Kitty, Harwood, was she born in?
Yeah, he was born there.
Mm-hmm. What were her parents' names?
Evans.
Evans.
Evans, uh-huh.
Well, she's related to... Well, Mary Jane Fate was in Evans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's their aunt. Their aunt.
I see. Mm-hmm. Now, Mary Jane used to, and Sally Hudson, her mother, mm-hmm. they used to live here in Rambo.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I, all her kids was, I was their doctor.
You were
Sally's kid.
You were the midwife, the doctor?
Yeah.
How many children does Sally have?
I don't know, about 75, I think.
About 5?
75, I think. Babies. I delivered, you say?
75 you've delivered?
Yeah, 75.
I know Kitty was saying a little while ago you delivered her twins here.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And did she know she was going to have twins?
No, she didn't know. But afterwards, you know, when... I did not know that there was another one. After the other one came.
Were you the official midwife of Rampart? Or?
Yeah. Took care of all the sick people.
Just a minute, I want to invite... Auntie was telling me that she delivered... you delivered Kitty?
No, not Kitty.
No, not her. But she was the doctor for about 75 babies here mm-hmm. in Rampart.
That's true.
And she delivered Kitty's twins. Did you remember Bill Carlo when he was a little boy?
Sure.
Was he a good boy?
She was the only one that's really good and kind to me.
Is that right? Tell me.
I know them all.
Well, tell me when. Come on in. We're just talking. This isn't real formal. That's the weak part of the floor. Step this way a little bit. Kitty said that when you sit over here, you could see, you know. And she said when you go through, step over.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me the first time you can remember Auntie. You were what?
Ever since I could remember, I guess.
Ever since you can remember?
And that's a long way back, because I could remember when I was sitting in my mother's lap for one instant.
Right?
Yeah. That's right. It seemed to me like there was three steamboats out there. Mm-hmm. Three steamboats tied out there in front.
A big boat.
Yeah. And that's all I could remember. That.
That one.
Where I was sitting on my mother's lap.
Uh-huh.
But then that's a long time ago.
Well, you say Bill Carlo, when he was a little boy, he was a good boy.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't cause any trouble.
Oh,
he didn't get... he wasn't full of mischief.
No, they used to call us Frank and I the Cats and Jabber Kids.
Cats and Jabber Kids?
Yeah.
Frank is your brother?
Right. Yeah. He was a year older than I was.
Yeah. Your brother's not living now, is he?
No, he died about there. Let's see, when was it, Mom?
Yeah, 67. Yeah. Wasn't he down in Nulato?
Ruby.
Ruby.
No, it wasn't 67. It was 68, 69.
No, because I think I met him in Ruby.
I got a book that I write down, you know, all who died. But I can't remember. I have to look at my book.
Yeah, because you remember we was out here and then
uh-huh.
somebody come and told me. Mm-hmm. And I went down and seen him. Mm-hmm. Then I come back. Before I get back down, 4 o'clock in the morning, well, it was all fogged in. I couldn't make it in.
It was 68.
So there's just the two of you and your family.
How many?
You and your brother.
No, there was five boys and two girls.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We're all scattered all over, so I've never seen one brother for, let's see, 20 years.
Has he lived in Alaska?
Alaska It was the last winter she came in?
Yeah, last spring, yeah.
Because I was trying to say, somebody said, the mouth is our winter, she didn't know me. I wouldn't have known her.
But, Auntie, you said that you were the doctor, the midwife.
Yeah.
Did you help deliver Bill?
No.
You were. That was before you started being a... Mm-hmm.
It's on record here, if I have a look at it, it's... My father was the midwife.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Mm-hmm, that's what the...
Who's that?
My father. He was the midwife.
Who's that?
It's up here in records.
Oh, yeah?
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, maybe your mother, huh?
Well, Havelock is my name. Does he keep his records here in town? He's the recorder and the hash.
Yeah, there.
That would be interesting.
Look back in them old records.
Oh, of course.
He won't. I don't think he allows anyone to do that.
Why not?
Yeah, he says that he can't do it.
Yeah, they say they can't.
Yeah, he won't do it. But, you know, if you prove to him that it is permissible for you to...
Well, I asked him one time and he said, go ahead.
Oh, really? And then they asked him one time for the records of all the deaths, you know, because they wanted to put markers up at the graveyard. And he said, oh, I'm not supposed to show you that. So, I don't know.
Well, I don't think that's so myself.
But it's really interesting to read that.
I read it. Because I remember all these old people, and just as soon as I read the name, it came back to me who they were. Yeah. Like Tom Larkins and all the Thomas Thompson. I kind of forgot all of them. You got all the names in there.
Well, you delivered lots of babies in Rampart. Did you also take care of sick people?
Mm-hmm. 1932, that's when a lot of babies died.
A lot of babies died?
Yeah. I took care of them all.
What was the... What caused the so many babies to die that year?
They had whooping cough. You know, whooping cough.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any training from nurses training? You didn't go to school other than your grade school here?
I don't know. I just make a mama and a help.
Or did you have ministers and churches here?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Long time ago?
Uh-huh.
How about today? Is there one here today?
Who?
Is there a... minister or a church here today?
No. Yeah, they come up sometime once in a while from Tinana.
That's the Episcopal church? Well, when did Rampart then... when did the population start going down in Rampart? At one time it was 10,000, according to Kitty. That's a lot of people.
When was the Nome strike? They left here all Nome?
I think it was a lot of people here then.
The Nome strike was about 1900. I think it was 1900, wasn't it?
I think it was later than that. Yeah, I guess so.
1900.
Yeah.
Because it was 96.
And when was Rampart first discovered? 1898
or 97? 98,
isn't it? You always talk about 98.
97,
I think. 97? 1897?
Yeah, 97.
The cap didn't last long.
Uh-huh.
According to...
There's still a lot of people, 1910, you know, 1914.
There's still lots of people.
I went to that.
Partridge,
yeah, and that wasn't even half as bad.
What year was you born?
Huh?
What year was you born?
What year?
Uh-huh.
Of what?
What year was you born? 1915.
1915? Uh-huh. July the 19th.
July 19th.
3 o'clock in the morning.
It's in the records?
I was going to ask you.
I know that's interesting.
Really?
Yeah. You see, all I knew that was when I went and got my passport. I had to have that. And I had to send to Juno.
Mm-hmm. Was it recorded in Juno?
It was recorded here, but they record everything in Juno, too.
Mm-hmm. July 19th, 1915.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, did you ever assist in the burial of any of the people in Rampart, Auntie?
Who?
Did you help bury people too with funerals?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you in the early days. What did when you had a death here? What would you do to the body before you buried it? Did you have any special way?
We wash them and then twist them up. And then fixed up the coffin.
The coffins you made were made here in Rampart.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The men make the coffin, then we line it.
You'd line it with what? Cloth material?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, black satin, then white satin inside.
Mm-hmm. And that was before the days of embalming. You know, now when there's a death and
they still make coffins. Sometimes.
They still do?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever assist in the burial, or did you assist in the funeral? Did they have funerals, or do Indians have funerals? Mm-hmm. Indian villagers?
The minister always come.
Uh-huh. But Indian people, they normally, do they have some kind of, I know sometimes after a death they have a potlatch.
Yeah.
Do they have anything, you know, that's for the family to get together, and do they have anything else?
No, we never used to do that.
They generally don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you can bury them, not like the other villages, they have potlatches.
Yeah, they also have potlatches.
There was never too much natives here.
Mm-hmm.
Real natives, so either breeds or...
When Simon was here, you know, he used to do that.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, did you ever know Auntie's first husband, William Roberts?
Yes, I knew him.
Mm-hmm. No. And he was the one you said who was Welsh,
mm-hmm.
from Wales.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Wales.
That's a long ways, isn't it?
Long ways away, yeah.
Maybe it's a Tipperary.
Yeah. Did you, Mrs. Woods, did you ever travel any place in Alaska? Have you been to?
I've gone down to Tanana.
Tanana?
Well, as Fort Yukon, that's all in Fairbanks.
Tanana, Fort Yukon, and Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm,
did you go to Anchorage?
No. Yeah, I went to Anchorage.
To Anchorage? Did you ever go to the other states?
Yeah.
No?
Didn't you go out a couple of years ago?
Oh, yeah. I went out twice, I think.
She went out to lower state, yeah, a couple of times.
Just recently, or...?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Was it out there? Yeah. Oh, okay.
2 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I went out there.
You flew in a jet airplane?
I forgot to tell
you. Mm-hmm. The first time when I went out, I met the girls at Seattle. Then we did ride down.
Well, tell me what you remember of him when he was a little boy in Rampart.
I don't know. I can remember when he was knitting socks.
Yeah.
Knitting socks?
I used to knit socks.
You used to knit?
Yeah.
Take care of babies. Yeah, I used to be pretty good at that. That'd come in handy too when I was alone, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I knew how to darn all my socks, and how to darn, patch my clothes up.
Yeah.
That came in handy to me in the later years.
I'll bet.
See, Alfred used to do that too. But
yeah.
So, one time he made moccasin for himself.
I could sew real good.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know I was going to say yes, huh? I don't know.
Well, Mrs. Wood was saying that a man named Sam Heater built this house. Do you remember him?
Yes, I remember Sam Heater. Mm-hmm. I didn't remember him here, though, but I remember him in Tanana.
Yeah, she said he built the house that he later sold it to a colored man.
Swanson.
Yeah.
He was a big colored fella. He was really big, 6 foot something.
Yeah.
And then he sold it to Warner?
I don't know. That was after I left. Mm-hmm. See, I left here in 30.
No, Warner, I think. And then Kitty and they bought it from Warner, I think.
That is right. Yeah. Warner was adopted one of my my sister's kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, yes.
Mm-hmm. A bit, huh?
Yeah. That Mary is staying with him now. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, I was asking her about the Rex Beach cabin here, but she said that she didn't remember him. I guess he must have been here when the town was
so
big. When he
no, I didn't remember him.
And he must have been here. If you don't remember him, Mrs. Wood, probably he came when there was a stampede here to
Manuk. Yeah, uh-huh.
Or he didn't have a name then.
Yeah.
Right.
He was so poor.
Yeah.
He didn't have even floor in his house, they say.
Yeah.
No floor in his house? Just dirt floor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to get 2 bits. I used to, tourists give me 2 bits and 4 bits to take them up to Rick's Beach Cabin. There used to be a lot of tourists.
Yeah.
On the boats.
Yeah. Then they'd pick off a bark for a souvenir.
They write their name on it.
Are there still lots of names written in the house?
Some, no. Outside, you know. But some, I think some of
it was names. Always locked up, I could remember. Mm-hmm. What was that cook that used to cook on the boats all the time? Used to stay there?
Louis Iverson.
Louis Iverson, yes.
Stayed there.
He was always good to me, too. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Always giving me candy. So.
He was good to Kay and...
Yeah.
Always turn off the wrong one.
And William.
He's the cook on it. Seattle number 3, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I hope Mike likes tea. I know everybody else
thinks. Yeah. And I remember one time when the one boat froze in here.
Seattle number 3.
Seattle number 3, yeah.
What year that was?
Well, that's pretty hard on a...
In 1924.
It must have been in the 20s because I can remember it real good.
I'm not sure.
Because I could remember when just as soon as the snow got on the ground, I could remember them loading down there. Swanson had 4 horses or something like that hooked up to a sled, and they all got on there with big robes on. I can remember that. They went across from here over to Eureka and probably cleared to Fairbanks.
Oh, he took the passengers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Swanson, the man who owned this house,
yes,
the colored fellow.
Yeah. But he used to have quite a few horses, didn't he? I think he used to have 4 horses.
Mm-hmm.
4 or 5 horses, I remember that.
And Solomon Mike, they call him, they used to call him. He had a bunch of horses too. You know, and he used to carry mail from here too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember him.
No, I don't remember him. And he ate some canned meat, I think. I don't know. And he got poisoned and died.
Well,
but I don't know who.
When the boat was frozen how about the break up here in the spring at Rampart? Must be pretty rough, isn't it?
Yes.
It's so narrow here. That the ice, when it breaks up, probably, does it go out all together?
No.
Sometime it climbs clear over this bank.
Yeah.
One it builds up and then just is forced up over the bank?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when was that? 1957 or 58, when it came over the bank?
Yeah.
And wiped all these buildings out in the front street here.
Yeah.
Oh, it did?
Yes.
How about Wiesner's store?
It never touched Wiesner. On both sides.
It was 63.
63?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 63.
And,
that's the one that water went over.
Went over the banks and just cleaned the brush out all the way along, you'll see.
Yeah. And then it hit the ice just below Wiesner and it took all the houses.
And great big houses that used to stand up there.
Is
it's two-story buildings.
Yeah.
And the Wiesner there got, it was about that far from his house. Big chunk of ice.
But some years...
I have a picture of it, but I think it's too fair.
Some years it was very calm breakup, you know, like Seattle number 3, they went just moved down in the eddy there.
That's the only thing that
that's the water race, you know, and they moved in the eddy down there, and they were safe, right there by the creek.
That's what I was leading up to, is a big stern wheeler like that would be pretty vulnerable.
Yeah, they had a barge and everything, but they went behind, there's a great big bend in there, and it, they went behind there. I remember that too, when they were moving down. When it's a water race, you know. Yeah, and I remember they had. I could remember them steaming the boat. You know, like it's frozen the ice, and they put water in there and it make the water hot, so it'll thaw out, and the boards get warm. See?
Yeah.
Because I could remember there was steam coming out all over. I could just remember that.
So there would be, so it would loosen the boat from the from the ice that it was frozen in.
Yeah, I should make some tea.
Is that the only time you remember a boat being frozen in here? Is that one, Seattle number 3?
When I was a kid too, there was a boat up in the Ray River, about 50 miles up the river. And I was up there with my Uncle Timothy. And that boat was turned over, the bottom up, you know, and I used to run back and forth on the bottom of that boat.
That's in the Ray River?
Right in Ray River, yeah. Little steamboat. One time it went in, must have been a bad breakup or something. Tipped it over, busted it up. But I remember the bottom was upside down.
Did you, when you were growing up, Auntie, did you have a fish wheel that you operated? Did your family run a fish wheel over?
No, we all always had fish nets, you know.
Fish nets.
I don't know, what year that my father made the fish wheel? I don't remember what year that was.
Sorry. You must have remember Al Mayo then too.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Her father. She said he ran the big hotel.
I think my father was the first one that built the fish with.
Oh yeah.
And then then.
You think he was the first one to build a fish wheel?
Yeah.
Did he show the natives how to build a fish wheel?
Well, they just copied him, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But was it his idea, or had he seen one before?
No, he never seen one before, but there was a fellow came down on the in the little boat, I think, and he was showing my dad how should have built that. But they had two big scow on one side and on both sides, you know, instead of having logs.
It seemed to me like I remember when we used to have scows.
Yeah,
My father used to have scows.
My father made one and then your dad.
Why, what was the reason for that? So you could go out in the river?
No, instead of using logs, you know, they use a scow. Then they pull them up into the air and it floated high.
And then the wind.
Yeah.
Pull across with it, row across with it, and then the dogs pull it up. You put it on the back.
You can handle
it. Put everything in there.
Well, speaking of dogs, did you ever have dog teams? Your family? Did you have dog teams? What'd you feed the dogs?
Fish. We put up a lot of fish.
You mean you dried the fish?
Yeah, we dried fish for the dog.
Is that about all the dogs had to eat? Fish?
Or cornmeal, I think that in the summertime. In the wintertime.
That's
if
I was going to dry them.
Do you know if, do you remember when this Mr. Wiesner came to Rampart?
Which one is this one?
He wasn't here in 1930.
He wasn't here in 1930?
No. Well, she went down with the chicken,
right?
Right. She may be kidding, no?
So he hasn't been here a long, long, long time?
No.
No, not in New England.
Are there still any of the people in Rampart, any maybe men who used to carry mail by dog team? Are there any still living?
Yes. Her brother.
My brother?
Yes.
Charlie Mayo. Charlie?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's in living in Fairbanks
now. Right. Oh, he's in there, huh? Only people that used to carry mail at one day.
Oh, Walter Woods up there carried mail.
Oh, yeah, his father, huh? After his father.
Yeah, but he was carrying it for his father.
Yeah.
Because I remember one time it was a deep snow, and I had a snowshoe head from him. I was only a kid then.
Mm-hmm. Where was he carrying the mail?
Well, he carried the mail right to Manly Hot Spring.
From here to Manly?
Yeah.
They used to go from Nenana past Manly and on down to Down River, and whatever mail that was supposed to come across this way, well, they had another line.
Mm-hmm. And then there's some fellas used to carry mail from here to Tenana and then to Stephen Village, all the way up.
Well, how would the mail get to Rampart in the wintertime?
Mm-hmm. By dog team.
Would come from, would it come from Dawson, the Dawson Way, or up from Fairbanks?
From Fairbanks. Everything came out of Fairbanks. Probably come up through
Valdez. Well, before the Fairbanks was there, they used to go up the river. Carry mail up the river.
They come here and then go up the river?
Yeah, good. Well, one fellow would go far as Stephen Village, and then another fellow would go by up to Circle, I guess, in Eagle.
Well, in the big rush to Fairbanks, when gold was discovered there, it was in 1902, so you must have been about 8 years old, because you said you were born in 1894.
Uh-huh.
So, do you remember a lot of people going from here to Fairbanks to look for gold?
No, I don't.
You were a little girl then, pretty small.
I know a lot of Indians used to come over, you know, and sell some skins to the store. The Julie Shamstock. I remember that when these two come over. My mama always used to say, there's some medicine
ready
people today.
Ready?
So we used to be scared of them. We'd run upstairs and hide.
From the town of Indians?
Yeah. Bunch of them come over.
They'd bring furs to trade at Rampart.
Because there was no store at Nenana, or there was no Nenana or to Fairbanks to them.
There was no village at Nenana?
No. Well, there was a village there, yes, but no store.
But the Nenana really became a community when they built the railroad.
Yeah.
That's when a lot of people moved there. But it was a site for a village, though. But there was a native village there before that, I think. But I don't know.
You mean there was no native village here?
No, at Nenana.
Oh.
I was talking about Nenana. Before the railroad workers came in, I think.
I think there was.
Seems likely, because it's where two rivers meet, and that's a likely place for villages.
I think there was a native village here. Because the journey at the mouth of a river, where they get grillings, you know, and the Clearwater, that's would be Nenana would be Clearwater Stream, see.
Yeah. Before Fairbanks polluted it.
Yes.
It's time to eat, I think.
Yeah, they're ready to eat.
You're going to.
This recording was made on July 28, 1973 in Rampart, Alaska. Mike Dalton was interviewing Mrs. Antoinette Woods. She's referred to sometimes in these two tapes as Auntie. She's called Auntie by Mrs. Kitty Harwood, in whose home we were talking. Mrs. Antoinette Woods is the daughter of L. Mayo, as we pointed out earlier in this tape. She is one of six sons and six daughters that L. Mayo had. Four, as of this date, four are still living. She noted those herself. Her sister Florence Weil, W-I-E-H-L, today is in Fairbanks but lives in Rampart. Charlie Mayo and Lee Mayo, her two brothers, residing in Fairbanks. We're in the home of Kitty Harwood. It's a handsome two-story log structure on the upper bank overlooking the most of the village of Rampart. The noise you hear in the tape in the background, there's a rather hissing noise you might hear or notice the first tape and then going into the second tape. That's chicken frying on Kitty's propane stove in the adjoining room. The two voices you hear, two women talking, are Kitty Harwood and Paul Dean Carlo. And Paul Dean's name is spelled P-O-L-D-I-N-E. And just at the end of reel one and continuing into reel two, you'll hear Bill Carlo, Paul Dean's husband. Bill was born in Rampart. Paul Dean was born in, I think, Nulato. They met, at any rate, in Tanana. You'll also hear Paul Dean or Kitty speaking to someone named Manny. That's one of the Carlo's sons. I think there are five Carlo boys. There's Kenny and Ponji who live in Fairbanks. Well, as of this date, July 28, 1973, they're in Fairbanks. And here in Rampart today are Manny, Stewie, and Wally, all working for their father, Bill Carlo. They have a contract with the state of Alaska to build 4 miles of road from Rampart Village up Big Minook Creek. This 4 miles of road was programmed earlier, but the 1964 earthquake put a stop to any more road construction in that area because, according to the people in that area at any rate, funds were needed elsewhere in the state. There are approximately 22 miles of winter trail, or trail that is walkable in the summer and usable probably with cat train in the winter, between Eureka over near Manly and Rampart. And this 4 miles is completed this summer. That'll leave about 18 miles of road construction. And then there will be a road from interior Alaska, Fairbanks and Livengood, then on up to Manly and then over into Eureka and over to Rampart Village on the Yukon. Right now the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System, TAPS, now called Alyeska, the road that was built by this firm, completed 2 years ago, or almost 2 years ago, goes completely to the Yukon, and many people from Fairbanks have driven this. As a matter of fact, today there's a group from Fairbanks who came by riverboat. They drove to the end of the road and took a riverboat to Rampart, just visited and turned around, went back and got in their vehicle and went back to Fairbanks. I'd like to get back to Kitty Harwood's house here in Rampart. Kitty was born and reared in Rampart, later was married to Rex Harwood, who was a worker in one of the gold mining operations on, I'm not sure if it's Hunter Creek or Minook, I think maybe Hunter Creek. They had several children, including a set of identical twin girls. The children were of high school age. They moved to Fairbanks. But the Harwoods have kept this two-story log home in Rampart. Rex Harwood died 2 years ago. But Kitty continues to come over in the summer, and maybe in the tape you'll notice where she, in the background, you hear Kitty referring to the camp robber heading for the fish rack. That was Bill Carlo came up the steep embankment, and the first thing he did before he even came to the back door was walk over to the fish smokehouse and grab some smoked salmon and start chewing on it. And she was joking when she said the camp robber was into the smokehouse already. Pauline Carlo had brought over 3 chickens. She and Kitty fried chicken, and they cooked some rice, and Kitty has a recipe for using mushroom soup and French onion soup, dried French onion soup, and she fixes the rice and puts the chicken on, fried chicken on top of it, and pours the soup mixture over it. I'm not sure the proportions, but I'll guarantee you I'm going to get it because it was delicious. And I had brought over about 20 pounds worth of groceries, fresh fruit, and meat, a few other things like that, since there's no roadhouse in Rampart. So when I went back to get my tape recorder, I got a head of cabbage and 2 green peppers. So we had coleslaw. We had homemade bread. We also had canned cream corn. For dessert, we had some delicious banana bread that Kitty had made, and tea. She also had some homemade pie, but I didn't have any because I was stuffed on chicken. It was delicious. It was really enjoyable that evening. We ate outside on the grass outside the Kitty Harwood's house. It's just like a nice picnic in anyone's backyard here in Fairbanks. Bill and Pauline Carlo and I and Kitty Harwood and Antoinette Woods sat around the picnic table and chairs around the grass. The younger people, the 3 Carlo boys and their Carlo's daughter, Lucy Ann, who had flown over with me today, and Jim Adams, who's the state highway department man. He's a native fellow from Kotzebue, really nice young fellow. They kind of wandered off by themselves. I'm sorry I didn't get more on Antoinette Woods, but she will be moving back into Fairbanks soon to spend the winter with her son, Bill Roberts, so I intend to look her up and get about an hour's more taping if possible. Hopefully her son will be there and can help me in the interview.